Now, move your attention to your breasts. We both adore your chest and the ever-increasing sensitivity it gains when you learn more about it, when I run my hands over it, flick my thumb across your nipple, bring you to a deeper place where you feel so intensely turned on because you are turned on just by being hypnotized, running my fingers over your breasts, massaging them, or encapsulating, pumping them, or you pumping them yourself, touching them yourself, compulsively stimulating your own chest. You do it so much, and with your sex drive going, you touch them so much. You ache to touch and caress your breasts. You love your chest, the heavy, warm feeling of your breasts in your hands, the skin almost eagerly sticking to your palms, soft, jiggling. My tongue running over the nipple, sucking, with my lips moving on it, vacuum sealing the nipple, my other hand sliding down between your legs, while one works your breasts, just touching your body everywhere, linking the feelings together, or redirecting them all into your breasts. Every good feeling in your chest. You love your breasts. You can say it out loud, you can repeat it to yourself, or you can just rub them and moan. You love all breasts, but yours, heavy, sensitive, stimulatable, and the frequent target of my desire. Well, it just all comes together so well. They just feel so good. Hot, heavy, stimulated, tingling, warm. Your mind can drip out of your head and right into your breasts and pool there, letting you just rub, massage, tenderize, make all your thoughts more malleable for me just by getting obsessive about your breasts. Anything I say, you might follow along, because you're so busy thinking about your chest, about the heavy, warm breasts, those pinchable, tweakable nipples. Your whole body feels so good when you focus on your breasts, so they're all you need to think about, your boobs and your hands, your nipples pointed and tweakable, or pumped or freshly sensitized, and how much better they feel when you're horny, when you're turned on. You love your breasts. They're warm, heavy, bouncy, well-formed in your hands. The more turned on you get, the more you come to appreciate their shape, their texture. And when they get massaged, groped, squeezed, sucked, or when you could turn me on just by pressing your chest against my face, inviting me to suck on one of your nipples, to tease your body. You're getting lost in your own breasts as you rub them. Obsessive, systematic, slow, trained response. Centering more and more of your sexuality, your urge, your desire, your horny needs around your chest, your breasts, pumping them, squeezing them, rubbing them, doing anything to make them softer, more alluring to you and to me. Rub your chest, massage your nipples, feel how that heat goes right down between your legs and up into your head. And the answering pleasure flows right into your breasts till they're heavier and heavier in that unique hypnotic way where you can only move them slowly. But that slow, insidious rolling of your fingers over your nipples, that slow lifting of what feel like very, very heavy, soft, clinging, malleable orbs, that is in and of itself hypnotic. You love the way they bounce. You love the way they move, the way they fill your hands out and stick to your skin, the beautiful pleasure that is focusing in them. No matter where it comes from, it's flowing to your chest. If you're turned on, the heat starts in your chest. If you're hypnotized, the heaviness goes right to your chest. If you're aching for touch, you thrust your chest forward, inviting my hands, inviting my control. Offering your breasts that are heavy and warm and so intimately tied in with your sexual understanding and arousal. You love your chest. You love your breasts. You love the heat that comes with stimulating them, and any focus upon them makes you hotter, hornier, more hypnotically controllable. It feels wonderful to rub your breasts, to have your breasts rubbed, pinched, tweaked, controlled, guided. You adore a caress on your breasts. You love the way they get hotter and hotter as you breathe deeper and go deeper. You adore your breasts. Warm, heavy, sticking to your hands. Everything is in your chest right now. Every sensation, every bit of pleasure, every bit of trance settling in there. Your thoughts already get sucked into your big, warm breasts after all. You can so easily get lost in just playing with them. You can so easily get lost in just massaging, rubbing, stimulating your breasts. Run your hands over them. Feel them. And feel your mind getting locked into, I love my breasts. I love my breasts. Think of using them to lure me in. Using them to make me aroused at your body. That kind of desire. It encourages you to pump them, rub them, massage them, feel them in your hands, feel the heat in your head, rub your breasts, love your breasts, adore your chest, and just feel. Every bit of pleasure in your body right now is centered in your breasts. Every bit of intense sensation is there, in your chest, hot, throbbing, tempting, your hands are there. Laid on your breasts, playing with them, rubbing them. Your expression might be quite lost in pleasure, quite blank and vacant. As your breasts get warmer and more alluring, keep rubbing them, keep touching them, keep stimulating and feeling your chest heavy, hot. You love this, you crave this, and every time you touch your chest, every time you stimulate your breasts, they get more and more influential, more locked into this hypnotic kind of thinking, this massage, this pleasure, this customization of your nerve endings, your body, your senses, your suggested, wired-in, focused way of acting and being. You love your breasts. You love your chest. Massage, warm, massage, hot, heavy, sticking to your hands, run your palms over your nipples, squeeze, tweak. Other parts of your body may respond with pleasure. You might rub your legs together or hump something. You might drool or want something in your mouth. But your breasts, right now, rule and reign, control and guide. Your hands are stuck to your breasts, clinging to your breasts, rubbing over every inch of soft, pliable tissue. Feel your breasts. Feel your mind melting. You love this. I love this. We, together, are making them more influential. As your sex drive increases, as your urge, your horny urge, grows and you run your hands over your chest, you get more and more lost in it. You could just play with them all day. You could play with your breasts as long as you have to. Trying to pull your hands away just makes you grab tighter. If you try to stop touching, you want to start harder, hotter, running your fingers over your chest, feeling every single inch, feeling your pointed hard nipples, feeling how good it is to be captivated by your own breasts, by your sensual need to touch them, by your ever-increasing confidence in just how sexy they are and how good they can make you feel if you touch, if you run your fingers over your breasts, if you feel your chest getting hotter, heavier, your hands getting more stuck in place, stuck there, locked on. You have to keep touching, even if it makes you feel too good, even if you almost tip over the edge from your breasts being such a source of intense, aroused pleasure. You love to be in a trance. You love to be deep. It turns you on, and when you're turned on, your body's more responsive. When you're turned on, places that ordinarily wouldn't feel quite so good are intensely, mind-numbingly good. Feel your nipples, hard, hot, and heavy, in your fingers, between your fingers, in your palms, rubbing, feeling your breasts stick to your hands stick to your breasts, you stick to the path of pleasure that flows from your chest. Touch, tease, stimulate, Rub and roll your breasts until you are locked there, until you're stuck in that way of touching that leaves you trembling, leaves your juices flowing and your mouth open, your mind rolling into your breasts and being rolled around, massaged, tenderized, malleable mind locked into your breasts. Rub them, squeeze them, massage them, cementing just how good they are. You love your chest, you love your breasts, you love to let your thoughts exist there in your hands, in the palm of your hands. Rub your breasts for me, touch them, tease them, feel it, really feel it, explore the nervous system signal that comes from touching and tweaking your nipples, explore the soft, unstoppable sensation that comes from just touching your breasts, massaging your breasts, teasing them, running your fingers over them, exploring them. When you touch your nipples, touch your breasts, it is a feeling that reminds you of how much I adore them too, how much you love to lure in attention with your warm, heavy breasts, your perky, pointy nipples, your mind having already leaked into them, an empty head because your breasts are full of thoughts, full of fantasies, full of your desire to be hypnotized deeper. So when you play with your nipples, when you squeeze your soft breasts, you're really just putting yourself into an obsessive, cyclical, self-reinforcing pattern of deeper, hotter, hornier. It's too easy to think about how deep you are, how controlled you are, when your breasts are that heavy and big and hot and stuck to your hands. And when you try to pull away your hands to test whether you could, they're locked in place. Finding that your breasts feel better than they normally would, that merely brushing your fingers, merely rubbing them in place, sends those shockwaves into your head, makes you completely, utterly aroused. The heavy, weighty, constant movement of your hands. Play with your breasts. Play with them for me. Surrender to them for me. Knowing it'd be easier to slip ideas in your head and put you deep if a mere touch on your breasts is enough to get you in that playing with yourself, pumping yourself, squeezing yourself, reinforcing, worshipping, obsessing over your own breasts for pleasure. And there are so many wonderful places you can go from there that your brain should be encouraging you. You know trance feels good. You know going deep feels great. And running your hands over your breasts is wonderful. You love your breasts. Rub your breasts, massage them, squeeze them, tweak and tease your breasts. And just adore the feeling. The feeling of them filling up your hands, sticking to your palms and fingers as you move into new positions, as you touch them, press them together, as you drool and run your hands over your nipples. You feel how hard and horny those are, how hot your breasts are, so heavy, hands stuck, glued to your breasts, constantly working, rolling, teasing, tweaking. Any other stimulation is secondary. Your breasts come first. They're so good. You love that feel in your hands. You love the feel of your brain just melting away to make way for the obsessive, cyclical, reinforcing breast control that creeps into you when you really get going. When you're just zoning out and running your hands over your chest, massaging it, teasing it, that's the purest, deepest place you can be when it comes to your breasts. It's a good way to feel. Run your hands over your breasts, surrender them to me. Surrender to them. Allow anything that will make you feel better and make your breasts feel good to be the highest priority. Replacing anything else, running under the radar of anything else, your breasts are so good. Big, heavy, hot, important. The nipples are so pointy. It's good. Play with your breasts. What feels good? Your breasts feel good. They feel wonderful. Touch them. Tease them. Draw it out. Draw every bit of pleasure out of your chest, out of your breasts, out of your brain. Touching them slow, touching them quick. There's so many ways to stimulate. You could lube them up, oil them, moisturize them, make them soft. You could feel your nipples pinch between your fingers or rubbed lightly in your palms. You could run your hands between them, touching just one side, letting the cool air touch the exterior flesh of your jiggling, heated, warm, arousing, heavy breasts. There are so many ways to just hold them up and frame them, show them off, squeeze them, make them feel better and better. You love your breasts, and you're going to be trained to respond, trained to be trained further, whenever they're on your mind, or in my hands, or the subject of your zoning out, constantly playing, mindlessly worshipping your own chest. Sessions of controlled, hypnotized, self-training bliss. Play with your breasts for me, pet. And feel just how good it is.